This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
I did think Gerrit Cole was terrific last night, BT. That's what you needed. Weaver right now looks like the most dominant closer in the sport.
He is filthy right now.
He is terrific. You have all the confidence in the world. And how about Clay Holmes being as nasty as he has been? You could argue he was the MVP of the series.
Three times. He did his job. Did it real well.
So the Yankees got terrific pitching from Cole last night. The bullpen overall in this series, they are moving on to face whoever wins between the Tigers and the Guardians.
Yeah, and listen, because what happened last night, now the Guardians and the Tigers get pushed back, and this obviously impacts Scooble. Instead of going three times, he'll go two if they even advance. So that's something else to consider. We'll get back to the calls in a minute. The Volpe play.
Yes.
The Volpe play.
It was weird.
It was very strange, and I had two totally different reactions, and it flipped fast. When it first happened, I'm like, all right, that's late. But we've all seen the Frank White, Willie Randolph slides, and Nettles and Brett throwing haymakers to third. So I don't want to say I'm desensitized to a late slide. You could get hurt. I mean, obviously, down in Philly used to do that. Chase Utley did that all the time, and I used to get on him for that as well. So when it happens, I'm like, it's definitely late. And as the play is unfolding, they turn it. All right, it's all good. And then you have what happened with Garcia and Volpe, and Volpe keeps patting him on the back. I'm like, stop. My first reaction was, dude, stop being soft. Like, I almost thought, he's trying to, defuse it. Not that you're going to throw a punch there, but you don't have to, you could just walk away or say something. I thought it was soft. And then I saw the replay, and you get the forearm, and then he's talking smack. Yeah, the Jersey kid, not backing down.
You think he went with forearm because he was almost falling down or because he didn't like the cleat coming up?
I thought because he was reacting to Garcia very late. And even kind of try to do a little bit of an A-Rod on Bronson Arroyo, knock the ball out of his glove. It almost looked like, and I don't know this to be true, but it almost looked like that his reaction was so quick, almost looked like a judo move. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Anthony Volpe had some sort of martial arts experience. I swear to God. Then I thought that's how quick it was, which was good. Yeah. And I love now Jazz better start hitting at some point here. The one home run aside this series, his swings last night were awful. He was missing balls by a mile, but he came right in. He was chirping. Gerrit Cole was chirping. And he'd like to see the big boys get a little bit more involved, like Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, whatever. But
Giancarlo, I mean, come on.
Well, he could get hurt.
You don't want to. He might not be able to walk out there. I mean,
yeah, he did play awesome, but yeah, I thought that the Yankees' response was good. I think that can, fuel their togetherness a little bit here. Dirty slide. I think some people went over the top with it.
I don't think it was dirty.
Well, it was because it was late. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I don't know. I'll tell you why it was dirty.
You think he went in with the intent to hurt?
Well, I think he went in with
he didn't even touch him.
I think his intention was different than the conventional way of breaking up too. Like when you, and that's what happened with Chase.
It was a bad slide.
It was a bad slide, and I think it was a dirty. Again, I'm not going nuts about him, but I think it was dirty because when you go late now as a shortstop or whatever, second baseman in this case, shortstop, when your front leg is locked like that, as it is, as you do the pivot and the throw, you need a little time to get it bent and get it out of there. And when you slide that late, you have no time, and that's how ACLs get ripped
up.
Right,
but I guess because the way Volpe was down, like there's no way that was going to happen there in that spot when he went down to kind of tag him and then he threw the forearm. I just found the, like initially I'm with you. I thought it was the over the top, like, oh, hey,
you know,
hey, I'm sorry, buddy.
You know, we're good, buddy. And we're okay. I'm like, stop doing that.
Yeah, it was weird. And then you watch it, and then it was like the jerk type pat, like, all right, buddy,
keep
take
it moving,
seat.
Get lost, you're done. Which
but,
I love.
But if I'm the Royals player in that spot, I might turn around and swing on him.
You like, might, yeah, you might. And it would have been interesting if that. Well, I mean, not going to throw extra innings, whatever. If that home run or almost home run went out, and it's 3-3. Who knows what transpires? Maybe something develops next year. Again, you definitely don't want to see fights in the playoffs here, but I thought that Volpe initially, I thought he was wussing out, and then I'm like, all right, stand at his ground.
BT,
that a boy,
BT,
Jersey. That's how we do it at Del Barton.
BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Joe is in Middletown, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, Joe. How are you?
Good.
Good. Sal, you're killing me, man. I get in the car, and I'm excited to listen to you guys, and about the big win, and you come with this pessimistic stuff where we have to not expect or we expect to win.
Did you not?
Whoa.
Before you start, like, I don't understand what you guys are talking about. I'm not pessimistic. All I'm saying is I thought the Yankees were going to sweep. Like, this is not a surprise to me. This is not something the Yankees in a year where it's World Series or bust should be celebrating. You could enjoy it as a fan, but, like, ultimately, don't you want a lot more? Like, they won a division series against the crappy Royals.
Of course. Don't you want more? Don't the Mets want more? You're there now. You want more, right?
But this is not about the Mets, number one. And number two, yes, of course.
Okay.
But I understand why you're bringing the Mets into it. The Yankees are the Yankees. They're held to a higher standard. Nobody thought the Mets were going to be any good this year. The Yankees were supposed to win a World Series. So beating the Royals is not, it's not pessimistic. I gave them credit for their series win and their win last night. It's realistic saying that, okay, that's great, but they've accomplished nothing yet.
Pessimistic may be the wrong word. It's a downer. It's a downer. We Yankee fans today expect heartbreak after what's happened over the last 10 years.
Oh, versus the Royals?
We don't expect to win. Yeah, we expect to hit a home run and break our hearts.
Joe, you got to find your, I don't want to say you got to find your backbone at some point. I mean, but there's a thanks for the call. There's a difference between presuming victory and just like, hey, we're the Yankees, and that expired long ago, which was one of my points to start the show. You don't want to be that guy. That expired. That's old. But to not think that the Yankees were going to beat the Royals, I mean, that to me, that's insane.
Expecting them.
I expected. Well, I thought it would go a little deeper. I was a little worried. Yep. I didn't want to. I said yesterday. Now it was obviously too late. It was just a conversation starter to the point where, when they won the previous game and beat their ace, I'm like, oh, okay. That I feel better about tonight. Meaning last night,
right? If it was going to go five, they were going to have to lose to Lugo.
Well, yes, and I'm like, all right. I mean, if they do lose to Lugo and this thing goes five, I mean, you're looking at Rodon, which worried me a little bit.
Correct.
How could it not?
Right.
But it's one thing to expect to win, and it's another thing, quite opposite, to expect or expect to lose. I mean, that is a mindset as a Yankee, as any fan, I can't relate to. That's odd. That's a little bit too much in the wrong direction.
What I will say, though, BT, is that based off of the way the Yankees played in the first two games specifically, I can understand being more nervous. And maybe that's where it comes from. Maybe that's something because I went into it expecting the Yankees to mop the floor with the Royals and a sweep. And then game one was like, holy crap. Yeah, they won, but that wasn't good. Mm-hmm. And then game two, they actually lost. And then even game three, all right, they played a little bit better, but still. So maybe that's where the excitement comes from, because based on the way that the series was going, you're right. They could have messed around and got to a game five with Rodon, and I don't think anybody wanted to see that.
No, which is why I said, hey, listen, maybe you go Luis Gil last night and you kind of push back Gerrit Cole. They didn't work out, and it's all good. But it's funny. I want to push back. You said it. Others have said it. the Yankees were expected to get to and win the World Series this year. Number one, I don't think they were the odds on favorite. I have to double check. I think it was probably the Dodgers, but whatever. They didn't win the division a year ago. The Orioles did, and the Orioles ran away from it, which is something you always reminded me about.
It was like 20 game, whatever it was.
Yeah, I think it was 18, whatever. Yeah. Especially when the Orioles won 3 out of 4 early in the year down in Camden Yards, and Luis Gil was the only one who got the win. They won 2-0 that game. So you had divisional issues. They weren't a playoff team last year. They weren't, on paper, the best team coming in by far. Dodgers, maybe a few other teams can lay claim to that. And then you look around the diamond, like, I don't understand. Who was saying that? I wasn't saying this, that the Yankees were supposed to win the World Series. I thought Rizzo was done. You know, I can't stand Torres, though he's been a little bit better.
He's been terrific, actually.
He has been, actually. Yeah, Volpe had a very up-and-down rookie year. You know, who the hell the third baseman was?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Dominguez was hurt. Judge looked awful. Stanton's always hurt. Trevino got hurt. I like Wells, but I didn't know if he was going to be a good catcher this year. Obviously, you had Cole's injury. You had the Schmidt injury. You had the closer issues. Like, I don't think anybody was saying that the Yankees were supposed to win the World Series. Who was saying that?
Well, that's why I think get to the
Even
World Series.
Even get to is a stretch. Now, let's go back to April, not now. Yeah,
their record.
Go back to April.
Yeah, well, I mean, it did add Soto. Soto and Judge, especially with those two guys staying healthy, with Garrett Cole coming back, not being out for the year. I mean, you know, you look at the landscape of the American League. I thought the Yankees played, put it this way, their record was better than what I thought it would be from the start of the year to the end of the year. But watching them play, they weren't very good consistently throughout. They had a terrific first 2 months, and then it was kind of like, the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. And then in the postseason so far, it's been, Now, they've still been winning, and here they are. They're one of the final four teams left. But, you know, there was a point midway through the year or early in the year where, it's got to be World Series or bust, meaning get to. I never thought the Yankees were going to win the World Series because I just thought the National League was better. I still feel that way. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say, well, if they lose the World Series, it's a failure. No. If the Yankees get to the World Series, I think they've reached their expectation and done their job this year. That's something I think you could be proud of, even if they lose in the World Series.
Speaking of World Series here,
you get the odds?
Well, I saw a little tweet from somebody last night. Mm-hmm. This will be more maybe Monday, but Yanks joined the Mets in the League Championship Series. I didn't want it in 2000. I do now. You have laid the template for a little Subway Series. Well,
and we could get more into that.
Not now. I just want to read the tweet. We got time for that. I'm still enjoying the Royals a bit, getting ready for this next series. You're getting ready for yours. I saw the tweet. I was going to respond. I'm like, no need to. Is that real bravado? Is that a little...
I don't know if I would say... What did I say?
Synthetic bravado? I don't know. I can't tell with you.
Here's what I say. Yeah. I welcome it.
Okay.
I welcome it.
That's
all the
way. This show, I don't know. You and I might kill each other.
I don't know if... Dude. I was going to say the same thing I said to my Phillies friends. you don't want this.
Dude, if they're in the World Series, Sal.
No, it's going to be rough.
Might have to do the show when, like, they might have to put a bar in between the show. I don't know how we would do it.
A part of me welcomes it because of where the Mets are at versus where I think the Yankees are at just as a team.
Yeah.
But I don't even know. I'm being dead honest with everybody here. I don't know if I can handle it. Like, well, I really don't know if I can handle it.
I would take immense joy. And I want you guys to get there as well for the New York story and for all the reasons we hit, right? I would take immense pleasure being the team to destroy your dream this year. All the stuff, the grimace, the Hawk Tua, you know, the Lindor, which I respect, dude. Lindor, the Aladdis, and all the stories, and Iglesias, your five hitter. I would love to pop that bubble, man.
We're not going to save it for Monday.
That bubble.
There's something I have on my notes on what you just said about that I want to do at 11. We'll do that at 11 o'clock.
All right.
John is calling from Robbinsville, New Jersey. What's up, John?
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Can you hear me okay? I'm on a cell phone.
Yes, sir. Good, John. What's up?
Yep.
So listen, this has been bothering me for years. I think it's a joke. Last night with Volpe, or any time there's a situation with a pitcher hitting a batter and there's going to be a fight or even a tense situation, when the players come running out from, 200 feet out?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Players like they're going to do something. Come on.
Bench. Okay, if Major League Baseball is listening to me, here's the rule. This eliminates that, because what happens is, You throw fire on something. Now you got 30 guys. If that was more violent last night, you could have 3 or 4 fights breaking out.
Yeah, you could.
Here's the rule. Just like hockey or basketball, any player of Major League Baseball, write this down, any player that leaves the bullpen or the bench, you're thrown out of the game and fined. If you get involved physically, you're thrown out of the game, you're fined, and you're suspended.
Yeah, but here's what you can't – John, I got to interrupt for 1 second, and I'm sorry to do but I have to hear. Here's why you can't do that. You can't have one Royal on 8-9 Yankees.
Here's the thing. Let me finish. The second rule is the outfielders, they're far away. You come running in and get involved, your fine is suspended. The only people that were near that happening were Torres and Volpe. You can just look at it. The third baseman shouldn't be running over there, okay? Now you got 4 umpires on the field, okay? You got 4 umpires with 2, potentially 3 players. Look at the NHL. They get involved, step in between guys bawling at each other. Usually baseball doesn't get to that point right away because, you know, they don't have helmets and stuff. You watch hockey fights. You guys know that. So now you got 4 umpires. In the playoffs, you got 6. They're the only ones that should be going to second base. Torres was there. Fine. You got 3 guys, 6 umpires. They get their butts in there. Leave your mask on. You know, the home plate umpire, come on out.
Yeah.
And you would eliminate that tomorrow.
Yeah. It's not terrible. It's not terrible. Like, and listen, of course, I think about the NBA. I think about 97 with the Knicks, of course. Oh, God. It's not a bad idea, but what Sal said is actually really important. If you have that rule and you have a single Royal or whomever, again, and you have a shortstop and a second base and a pitcher, I mean, it could very easily turn it to 4-on-1. He's got to have a chance to have a little backup.
I'm fine with saying can't have anybody empty the bullpen, because that's ridiculous. A lot of these guys just jogging out. They're not going to do anything anyway.
God, so
and nowadays, like, this is not the 80s or the 90s even. Nowadays, it's like, hey, what's up, buddy? Where are you going for dinner tonight? Like, they come out there just because they feel like they have to go out there, not because they're looking to go out there and rip somebody's head off because they disrespected their teammate. That's the real genesis of these things. It would be, hey, you mess with my teammate, now I'm coming to get you or protect my team. Now it's like,
we got to go out there.
All right, hey, put the seeds and the chew down. Let's run out there or put the phone down. But I'm fine with saying the bullpens can't empty. You cannot say you can't have the bench empty because you just can't have 9 on 1.
And, you know, I do like how Jazz stood up. I thought it was good. Again, when something like that happens, there's 2 ways to handle it. You can come together as a team and be reasonable, but project aggression, which I thought the Yankees did, not over-the-top aggression. I thought they handled it well. And I think if that was a regular season game, I think that the Royals probably would have been prepared to do a little bit more. I like the way my team handled it last night, including my shortstop.
I think the Yankees got some guys with some fire in them.
Yep.
I'm not sure if it's the toughest team that we've seen, but they've got some fire in them and some fight. I think Cole is one of those guys.
He was walking over there.
I know people give him crap for the Devers thing, you know, put his 4 fingers and let him go.
I
wouldn't want him. I don't think you want to mess with Gerrit Cole.
Did you see him at the podium last night? He was definitely drunk.
Yeah.
There's no way he wasn't bombed.
I did see that. What did he say? It was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, it was banging back some IPAs. This is great. A little champagne. I love that. Like, I love that they're vulnerable enough and secure enough to because everybody's so worried. Oh, if I say the wrong thing, social media. You know what? I mean, if you have a good heart, you're not going to say the wrong thing. You might say something funny.
Correct.
Might come across a little drunk, but so what?
I love that too. You're right. I love Gerrit Cole.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.